Thank you. I'm interested in the comparison between the Western United States and Florida. I actually grew up in California. I've been in Florida for the past 30 years or so, and there's some interesting contrast between Florida and the Western United States. I'll be talking about some of the changes in reclaimed water use in Florida and making some comparisons with California and some other locations. For those of you that are not familiar with Florida, believe it or not, water is a major issue in Florida. We have extremely variable rainfall in the state. It ranges from as little as 30-some inches up to over 76 inches. You can have literally from one year to the next floods followed by droughts. And Florida has experienced rapid population growth in the past 50 years. That has led to an increasing demand on water supplies in the state. And there's a definite need for new water sources. They're interested in alternate water supplies, and reclaimed water is one of those possible suppliers of water. As I indicated, Florida on average receives over 50 inches of rain, or over 1,300 millimeters. Southern California receives less than half of that amount. California, of course, has twice the population of Florida, and yet Florida, believe it or not, is the largest producer of reclaimed water in the United States. And so the question is, with all that rainfall, why is Florida the largest producer of reclaimed water? And the driver for this has been primarily water quality issues. There have been several major reclaimed water projects in Florida. One of the earlier ones was in St. Petersburg in the city. They were dealing with a situation of running out of water from local wells. They went to interior areas to get water for St. Pete. But saltwater intrusion was a major issue, and so the city decided back in the 70s and 80s to put in the pipes and do this whole plumbing to use reclaimed water for irrigation in residential areas. This was a major project at the time. Another one that I've worked with extensively is called Water Conserve 2. This is a major reclaimed water project in the central area in Orlando and Orange County. This was initially started to maintain the quality of Lake Tocopilca, which is a major bass fishing recreational lake, and there were concerns that the reclaimed water that was going into that area might add additional nitrogen and create problems. So you talk about debates and discussions. When they initially decided to change the putting of this water from Lake Toho and give it to growers, in this case, mainly citrus growers west of Orlando. The citrus growers strongly protested this. They didn't want this idea of this nasty water going onto their citrus trees, but after a lot of negotiation, they worked out the details, and it's now become a very successful project in terms of using this water for irrigating citrus and other crops. Also, we have relatively few dams and reservoirs in Florida. If you have an elevation of 200 feet, that's considered a nosebleed zone in Florida. You just don't have the kind of situation that you do here in the western United States. So we can't store the water as easily. There are some reservoirs in Florida, but nowhere to the extent that we have out in the western United States. I mentioned the population growth. The population of Florida estimated in 2009 was over 18 million. Again, this is about half the size of California, but that population growth has definitely put an increased demand for water sources in the state. Back to this question of why is Florida the leading producer of reclaimed water in the U.S.? There have been several driving factors in this. One is the regulatory aspect, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, the water management districts. All of these are favoring reuse in the state. There have been some financial driving factors here. There have been cooperative funding projects to get these started from both federal, state, and the water management district sources. There's a whole disposal issue. The whole idea was that initially getting rid of this wastewater was a disposal issue. Now that it's been recognized that this water does have some value and it's being considered as a water resource. But the whole idea of disposal, I was once severely criticized by a grower for using the term wastewater in public. That is not the term that they like to use. They say this is now reclaimed water or recycled water. So the choice of words that you use is indeed important in terms of how you refer to it. There's also a statewide coordinator, so one person deals with this whole business. And one of the water management district people said that Florida actually had the complete reuse package. I'm interested in the contrast with other states. The regulatory and other areas, Department of Health and water management districts, were all on the same board encouraging reclaimed water use. This shows the changes in reclaimed water use over time. You notice from 1986 up to 2009, we have the flow of reclaimed water. Actually, this is in million gallons per day, or MGD is the unit that's commonly used in Florida, and the capacity of the yellow bars. But you can see there's been a steady increase in reclaimed water flow. This is the one that particularly interested me. These are data that were collected by some people in Florida for the 2006 estimate. You notice that Florida, in terms of million gallons per day, is the largest user of reclaimed water in the United States at 663 MGD. California was estimated back in 2006 to be about 580, but compare that with Texas, Virginia, Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada, and Washington, I think, is even further down the line in terms of total amount of reclaimed water use. We have a situation where both Florida and California are 20 times or 30 times or even more larger than the amount of reuse flow that is used in these other states. So it interests me that these two states are such strong use of reclaimed water compared to the other states. When you look at the reuse per capita and gallons per person per day, again, with the lower population in Florida compared to California, Florida is the leader in reuse per person, California next, and then, of course, very low levels in these other states. If we look at the change in what has happened over time, we can see back in 1992, agriculture in Florida was the largest user of reclaimed water. It accounted for about 30% of it. Then golf courses and landscape, residential and public access were next at 16%. But back in 1992, Florida was producing only 290 million gallons per day. By 2009, that had more than doubled to 673 million gallons a day. So a large increase in reclaimed water use. And as we'll see, some things changed, some things grew rapidly where others stayed the same. But that led to changes in percentage of how that reclaimed water was distributed. By 2009, 37% was going to landscape, 19% to golf courses, and 14% to industrial. And ag, which had been the largest one in 1992, went to about fifth place in terms of flow going to ag. This just shows that again, showing that in 1992 versus 2009 in Florida. Comparing that, the most recent data I could find was in 2001 in California, and California people may have more updated data on this. I understand another study is being taken place to update the numbers here. But you notice here in 1992, ag was at 30%. Now in 2009, it's about 11%, where California is still, ag is the dominant user of reclaimed water. Landscape and residential is the one that really increased noticeably from 16% to 37%, whereas in California back in 2001 it was about 21%. Golf course staying relatively stable in percentage-wise, although you see some changes as we go into the future, some later slides here. Industrial increasing from 6% to 14%, groundwater recharge staying about the same, and wetlands decreasing somewhat. But again, the flow doubling to over 673 million gallons per day. This just shows the breakdown again, landscape being the dominant one here, golf courses next, then industrial, and ag being at 11%. In California, from the 2001 work, there's about 525,000 acre feet, which is equivalent to about 469 million gallons per day. Ag was by far the largest user at 46%, then landscape at 21%. It's been estimated by 2006 that's increased to 580 million gallons per day, mainly due to landscape irrigation and groundwater recharge. This is just showing the California layout, ag being the dominant user of reclaimed water at 46%. And this showing the two side by side, ag dominant in California having declined in Florida. If we look at the actual change over time going from 1992 to 2009, Ag is the orange line here. You'll notice it's relatively stable over time, but notice the very large increase in the purple line here, the residential increase in flow going to residential areas, and golf courses also increasing. So ag, even though it's relatively stable, is becoming is less of a user of reclaimed water than the residential areas. In terms of acreage, again, the residential being showing a large increase in acreage, ag staying relatively stable, following this trend of residential becoming the dominant user. If we look at the actual water going to reclaimed water going to crops, here we have the total amount going to agriculture, to various other crops, and the edible crops here. In this case, the edible crops are primarily citrus. You'll see that these are relatively stable over time. And in terms of acreage, the acreage increasing to about 40,000 acres overall, whereas in the edible crops, staying relatively stable around 15,000 acres. As we indicated, the flow to ag has been relatively steady over the past 17 years, a peak flow about 110 MGD, going down to about 76. Area irrigated with that reclaimed water is about 40,000 acres, but the edible crops relatively stable at about 15,000 acres. In terms of various aspects, the whole idea on reclaimed water in Florida back in the 1970s and 80s was to get rid of this treated wastewater. Basically, disposal was the primary issue. So to encourage use of the reclaimed water, utilities and cities and counties gave it away for free. They were trying to get rid of it. But since 2006, the value of that reclaimed water has now been recognized. We've had several droughts since 2000. The users are now, instead of getting it for free, are now having to pay for it. And the cost of that varies from region or county to county. In some cases, it still is of essentially zero, no cost, whereas in other cases, it can be fairly noticeable. The average from figures from the DEP was about 41 cents per thousand gallons. I think that translates to about $11 per acre inch or so, or about $130 per acre foot. That was an average, but again, it ranges quite a bit around that. Some interesting aspects of that. In Florida, to encourage the public acceptance of reclaimed water and all the nasty terms that have been referred to it earlier, the Department of Health insisted back in the 1980s that if you were talking about a crop that was eaten raw, what we referred to as a salad crop, the reclaimed water could not be directly sprayed onto the crop itself. So you must use some other form of irrigation, such as drip irrigation or furrow irrigation, where there's no direct contact of the reclaimed water with the part that you eat that is eaten raw. This would prevent the use of overhead irrigation for frost protection, which has been used for strawberries and blueberries using reclaimed water. Now, there's been some interesting debate on whether these regulations are necessary, and that still issue is still being debated. But the way it currently stands in Florida, if you are eating a crop such as strawberries or blueberries that is eaten raw, you cannot have direct spray of the reclaimed water onto it, even though that reclaimed water is disinfected, usually by chlorination. At the time, it was thought there would be some studies done in Florida to check this out, but those studies were not done. However, in California, there were some studies that were done on the salad crops, and basically those studies showed that reclaimed water could be directly sprayed onto the part that is eaten raw. There were no health, safety, or marketing problems dealing with that. I'm interested in the marketing aspect, but that's a whole other discussion that we can have later on. The primary point here, though, is that reclaimed water in Florida, all of it that is used as reclaimed water is disinfected. It is required to be disinfected, and usually chlorination is the common treatment in this case. It's been reclaimed water, though, has been used in California for over 40 years on salad crops. It's sprayed directly onto the edible portion, and there have never been any documented cases that I know of anyway where there have been a human illness caused by the use of reclaimed water. But it is interesting that Florida still has tighter regulations than California in terms of this business with direct spray of the reclaimed water under the part that is eaten raw. Usually California is considered the nation's capital in regulations, but in this case Florida tops them in this situation. So again, in summary, we can say that Florida, still, surprisingly enough, in spite of its rainfall, is the largest producer of reclaimed water in the United States. Both Florida and California produce 20 times as much reclaimed water as other states in the western U.S. Agriculture used to be the primary user of reclaimed water in Florida, and it still is one of the primary users in California. But the increase in landscape and golf course irrigation with reclaimed water and industrial use has been greater in the past number of years. But given the demand for water, as we've heard today, I think we're going to see that reclaimed water production will continue to be increasing not only in Florida, but in the rest of the United States as well. And so with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. Yes. The question is about the precipitation cycle in Florida compared to California in terms of reuse. Florida generally has a wet and a dry season, a summer rainy season, and a relatively drier winter season, whereas I know California is in some ways just the opposite, wetter winter and a very dry summer. Certainly there probably is more dilution in Florida with its 50 inches of rainfall than you would have in drier parts of California. But again, as to why that might explain the differences, I think, again, it's partly historic and the need to treat the water to a quality level that it is not, in the case of the St. Pete, creating problems in Tampa Bay. There was an act passed that there had to be zero discharge into the Tampa Bay area, and that's why St. Pete did some of the things it did. And also the water quality in Lake Toho was the one for the Conserve 2 process. But certainly the rainfall would be a diluting factor, yes. Okay, thank you.